I've never been to New York City. So when we got an invitation to visit the Big Apple and participate in a children's peace festival, we jumped at the chance. My husband Brian and two of our kids, Peter and Sarah, were going to be a part of a church service marking the opening of the 56th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Sarah was going to carry the Canadian flag, and Peter was going to give a reading. The kids were wired, and so were we. Our plan was to leave Toronto Tuesday morning by train. The day-long trip would take us to New York City. We'd have all day Wednesday to do touristy things before the service on Thursday. We'd even managed to get tickets to a Broadway play. It all sounded so exciting that I couldn't believe that it was actually going to happen. We'd been on the train for about an hour when we first heard the news. Our traveling companions were 18 members of the Toronto Children's Peace Theatre, also en route to the Peace Festival. The director of the company received a cell phone call that gave us sketchy details of the initial attack on the World Trade Center. At first, I refused to believe it. Here we were heading for an international children's peace festival. We continued on our journey, barreling down the tracks to a destination that we knew we would never reach. We heard rumors. The border was closed. There was shooting in the streets. People with cell phones were frantically trying to get a hold of somebody they knew who could give us an update. The children from the theater were particularly upset. For most of them, it was their first time away from home, and they were scared. As we discussed the latest details that we'd heard, one of the children started to throw up. We moved to another car and tried to explain to a group of university students from England that they wouldn't be flying home the next day from New York. As the news continued to filter in, we soon realized that they wouldn't be flying home from anywhere. An elderly couple at the back of the car sat in stony silence. Their daughter worked at the World Trade Center, and they were frozen in fear. The conductor was stuck like a moose in headlights. Most of the passengers still didn't know what was going on. My husband finally took him aside and explained to him that he had to make an announcement. People needed to make arrangements to talk to their families, but he was just a kid and he was as scared as the rest of us. He wanted to wait until he had something official from Amtrak's head office. At 11 a.m., he made a formal announcement. The border was closed and we would all be disembarking at Niagara Falls. It was Tuesday evening by the time we finally got home and saw the horrific images of what had happened. It wasn't until then, when we were safe and home and together, that we had a shocking revelation. The first stop on our sightseeing trip was going to be the World Trade Center. For the sake of a mere 24 hours, we could have been buried at the bottom of that rubble, like so many others. Our great journey of peace ended with many prayers. We prayed for the victims and their families. We prayed for peace. Finally, we gave a prayer of thanks that we'd all made it home safely. After witnessing Tuesday's horror, that was a gift beyond measure.